Hello.
Hello, and welcome to yet another episode of
Married with Chickens.
It's been a long time since we've done that.
I know, right? It feels so, I don't know, awkward.
We've had so many times of this, you know, being married plus friends and chickens.
Right, all other sorts of beings.
Yes.
So, how are the chickens today? I didn't see them all day long.
Well, they've been locked inside their coop
for days.
The rain and the hawks, and
we've had some crazy hawk situations.
But they seem all right.
Yeah, they're not protesting too much. We got an egg.
Un
huevo.
One egg.
Yeah, nice. Who do you think laid it? Looked like a Sunny, maybe.
I think it's it's either Sunny or Cher. Cher.
Mm-hmm.
Tough to tell. They're both brown eggs.
Yeah, but Cher's are a little darker and they have more spots.
Allegedly. We have no proof of this.
I have proof. I've seen
purely circumstantial.
No, that's what comes out of their butts.
Ah.
Is that right? Where does it actually come out of?
It's right next to their butts.
Well, it's close enough to be their little behinds. Yeah, so Easy hasn't laid an egg in months. Months. She's still molting.
I guess.
Yeah. Today there weren't as many feathers, or maybe that was yesterday. I didn't go down.
Yesterday.
Today. Yeah. How about today?
It didn't seem to be as many feathers, not as there has been in the past.
Right. So, what have you been up to, Chad?
I always say this, living, working.
Yeah, you're so boring.
You know.
But we did.
Getting books off to print,
We had Thanksgiving.
Getting podcasts off to.
We had fabulous whatever. Thanksgiving.
We had Turkey Day, where we spent like 3 days cooking for
then we had
a bunch of ungrateful bastards.
And for 8 minutes, we got to eat. Yeah, it's totally true.
No, they're not ungrateful bastards. I'm kidding.
No, of course not. We love them all.
But we did cook for three damn days.
And we had 19 people.
Yep.
19 people and 9 pies. Lily and I baked 9 pies. And by the way, there's still a couple in the fridge that I'm going to throw out tomorrow.
Oh, Jesus.
Really? I know. Well, one of them we put peanut butter in. So Lily is allergic to eggs, which is kind of funny that Married with Chickens and a sister who's allergic to eggs.
Jesus, I hope you never get that.
Right? That would be terrible. No. So we tried to make a pumpkin pie with no eggs, and so she used marshmallow fluff, but there wasn't much marshmallow taste. So we added more mini marshmallows, and then she thought, ooh, let's put a little bit of peanut butter in here. It'll be like a fluffernutter.
Right, which is great as long as you don't tell people it's a pumpkin pie.
Right. So all it tasted like was peanut butter. Like, there was a little bit of pumpkin, no marshmallow flavor, and all peanut butter. And honestly, it was kind of gross, but kind of not. It was like kind of, I think that's what it was. Like, if you're going and thinking this is going to be an awesome pumpkin pie, you're going to be disappointed. But if you go in thinking this is going to be a fluffernutter pie or a peanut butter pie, then you might like it.
Yeah. It's all a matter of managing expectations, right?
Exactly. This is just life in a nutshell.
Pretty much.
Listener, this is the lesson.
You must manage your expectations.
And those of others. So, two other people brought pies. They brought pumpkin pies as well. So, we had five different pumpkin pies and a sweet potato pie. Apple pie, 2 chocolate pies.
I'm just amazed that people like pumpkin pies.
I love pumpkin pie.
I know, and I'm amazed.
It's one of my favorite things with Cool Whip.
But, you know, it amazes me more than people like strawberry rhubarb, but...
That was the other pie I made with strawberry rhubarb, which turned out fabulous.
You're welcome.
Well, actually, I was just going to say, it's better with my crust. Your crust was good, but mine's better.
Yeah.
For that particular pie.
I forgot that there was a separate lattice top
crust that was crazy. Recipe, and
I think that was probably the breakdown.
But it wasn't. No. It's just I prefer my
I think what happens,
my shortening crust to your butter crust for that particular pie.
Right. But I think that the lattice top recipe is closer to your pie recipe. I think it's probably pretty damn similar because I mean there's not much to it. Right. Flour. There's a little
Crisco,
bit of
flour, Crisco, salt,
and salt,
and water.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's it.
Anyway, no one gives a shit about our pie crust.
I give a shit, and this is my podcast. Well, and yours. Do you give a shit? Maybe just a little.
Not so much about pie crust.
I can't really blame you. Well, it was a very successful Thanksgiving. For the first time in many years, it rained like crazy, so we had to fit 19 people in the house. And we did it. We fit them all in the house. Not happily. I mean, there were a couple fights. I'm kidding. There were no fights.
No fights.
No, it was cool. It was actually reminded me of being back home because we had real weather, you know, as opposed to last year, it was like 90 degrees out.
Yeah.
It was just straight up hot. So I'm glad we didn't have that.
Yeah, I think we ran the AC last year at Thanksgiving.
We totally did. Yeah, and I remember I had planned ahead to have a fireplace. Well, not a fireplace. A fire in the fireplace.
Right.
No way. No way. So this year I was pretty stoked. We got to have a fire. So yeah, it was cool. It was a nice, relaxing couple of days. Got to... What I really enjoy about Thanksgiving is the lead up where I'm working my ass off for 2 days straight. I'm in the kitchen.
Really? You enjoy
I'm
that?
I'm cooking. I love it. I absolutely love preparing. And then afterward, I'm exhausted. So it feels good to sit around and do nothing. Where normally, if I sit around and do nothing, I feel guilty. I can't enjoy it because I feel like I should be doing something.
Right.
But over the Thanksgiving break, because I just spent so much effort for so many days and I've cleaned up and there's so much has happened that I'm like really enjoy just sitting and reading or doing nothing, and I don't feel guilty about it. The only other time I don't feel guilty when I sit around.
Christmas break.
No, when we go camping.
Oh, because you can't do anything anyway.
There's so nothing to do.
Might as well settle into it.
Yeah, so I enjoy it. It's not like, oh my gosh, I should be trimming the hedges or I have laundry to do. It's like, this is what I get to do today. I get to sit around and do nothing. So I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Which is why we should do that more often.
Yeah, or you could just sit around here. You don't even have to go camping.
True, but then I have to not feel guilty about not doing anything.
Well, that's the problem with having the office right off the house here.
Right. But it's not even just the office. It's trimming the hedges or doing the laundry or cleaning the floors or organizing this or going, you know, just whatever. Tasks. There are always tasks.
Right. And, well, the rain will take care of a lot of those, meaning... You can't trim the hedges in the rain, or at least you shouldn't without, you know, if you don't want to be a lightning rod.
But I could paint this room. This room really needs to be painted.
Mm.
We have spots that, like for example, that thing on the ceiling where...
Right, where a wall used to be.
Well, that's...
Or the, where the old smoke detector
the
was.
The smoke detector, yeah. So like, we're the people who moved into our house 2.5 years ago and still haven't patched the holes. Or I fucked up in hanging the pictures. So yeah, we're those people. So there's always something to do.
Yep. And we spend our days avoiding that.
We work a lot.
Because there's all manner of other things we should do. You know, like sitting down here and podcasting.
And podcasting, which by the way, apologies, listener.
Oh,
we've had a hiatus.
I blame Thanksgiving.
We've had a lot happening. It's true. Thanksgiving came. And now we have Christmas coming up, so... Yeah, I have to decide what I'm going to do, if I'm going to buy people presents, if I'm going to be a Scrooge.
Well, you know where I stand on those things.
You're a Scrooge?
Yeah.
Why are you a Scrooge?
Because I am.
But why?
Oh, we don't need to go into it here.
You just, really? you don't want to share? You just don't like spending money, or you don't believe in Christmas?
Yeah, all those things.
Hmm. What do you want for Christmas? I saw you looking through a catalog.
Oh, did you find this catalog?
Did you
this catalog, the Sharper Image catalog? Are we going there?
What did you find?
Oh man, I found some amazing things in this catalog.
Hmm.
So I assume that our listener knows what the hell Sharper Image is.
And, well, tell us just for
more specifically what they were.
They're still around, aren't they?
I don't think they're in malls anymore.
They don't have stores?
I don't know for sure.
It kind of reminds me of mall store. Like air malls. That's what I was thinking.
Oh, like
remember?
Sky.
Yeah, Sky mall. That's what it was.
It's
kind of reminds me of that now. Like everything in there is everything's
$100.
Why is it their price point is $100? It's $99. I have no idea. That's it.
That's just what they, you know, it's like there's a certain
point. It's like, these socks are amazing. They're $100.
Yeah, but they're special socks, you know?
Okay. Well, they literally have like a heater in them, right?
Oh, they've got some, yeah. They've got some $49 and $59 items in here. But there were a few items that I was taken with.
Taken with. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Tell me more.
All right, let's flip to, if our listener would like to follow along in the hymnal, it is page 8. Page 8, we have...
It's very thoughtful of you.
Oh, it's a cassette. It's like a Walkman direct to MP3 converter.
Whoa.
So wait. If you have cassettes...
Which I do.
Yeah, but do you have full-size cassettes or do you have micro cassettes?
Full-size.
Okay, well, you can have this and it will transfer them directly to MP3s on a little thumb drive that comes with it.
I want that.
It's fucking ridiculous. I can't imagine that sounds...
No, I totally want that. I've got some cassettes from my radio days when I was a DJ at San Diego State. And I really like to listen to those shows.
Well, for $59.99, you too can have a Sharper Image Walkman.
There you go.
That records MP3s.
That's kind of brilliant, actually. Except stupid, because most... Well, they should have
come out with it like 10 years ago.
Well, that's true. But maybe it's for that purpose, for mixtapes. Because like, you, if you have a David Bowie cassette tape, you know, you can just buy or get it digitally.
Right.
So it's not like the only... But you've only...
got a treasured mixtape that your loved one gave you.
Or that you made like certain beats that are just so good together.
Sit around and be sentimental listening to your cassettes.
I like it. I'm sentimental.
All right. $49.95 it is.
Merry Christmas.
Such a deal.
I thought you weren't going to get anything, but now you are.
I'm not getting that. I don't want that.
No, you're getting it for me.
Oh.
Because I just said I want it.
All right. Fine.
What else? Let the record show. Jennifer
would
like.
Yeah. Okay. We are living in the future by living in the past. It's amazing.
Wow. That's so weird. Say it again. We're living in the future.
By living
in the past.
It's amazing. Just this confluence of MP3s and cassette tapes.
Right? Huh.
Yeah. So another thing that I noticed in here, I'm not going to flip through, but because they're on, you know, pages throughout, is this has always cracked me up. Personal massagers. Right?
You mean vibrators?
Yeah. Well, that's what they're used for. But they always have some woman who's like massaging her shoulder with it.
Right. And everyone's like, yeah, right.
And it's
come
like,
on.
It looks like a, yeah, like a pink very or a, phallic. Like a, it's very phallic. And you're like, yeah, that's, yeah, you're not using that for your shoulders, lady.
Actually, I think there's a Sex in the City episode where Carrie and I don't know, they actually order a vibrator from Sharper Image, which is supposed to be like the best vibrator on the market. And then I think it's, what is her name? I don't remember any of their names. But the dark-haired girl, she like stays in for 4 days and they have to go like remove her from...
Oh, they have an intervention?
Or an intervention because she's discovered she never needs to leave her apartment again. So, yeah, you have a really good point. So those are on more than one page of the Sharper Image catalog?
Yeah. So there's like, you know, under like the health and fitness section, and then there's like, it's under another section. So that,
mindful,
but they're different ones.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, so like, oh, well, that's fancy. Ooh, look at that.
Ooh,
one.
That one's nice.
So it's just, you know, sprinkled like salt or, you know.
Like salt.
Just throughout.
Ooh, that sounds painful.
I know, right? So yeah, personal massagers crack me up. And then all of the fucking hair products. So they've got, you know, products that remove hair, you know, excess hair, and then products that put, you know, grow hair.
Promote growth.
So it's like you've got these two contradictory things because, you know, we're weird that way. Now, I might care about that if I had back hair.
Right. Or if you didn't have any hair on your head.
But they've got this like 3 foot long, like electric razor on a stick to get back hair.
Oh, my God. Really? I can totally picture that, but it sounds really painful and inaccurate. Like, I can just imagine how patchy and like...
Right.
It just wouldn't really go... You'd have to be very dexterous to be able to like actually shave your back and do it well.
Right.
And enough that you would
give yourself a high top fade.
Totally. Right? Yeah, there's like little patches of long parts here and then you'd nick yourself there. Like, it just sounds disastrous.
You'd be like Vanilla Ice's eyebrows.
Yeah.
They have lines shaved in the back. And it's like,
but not in any
Plus, it's
actual
like,
pattern.
You know, it's like 1 inch wide. So, like, if you actually have significant back hair,
it's going to take you 8 days
for a long time.
Right? Yeah, yeah, that's a bad idea. Which, you know, I think that if you're born hairy, embrace it. Be hairy. Like, that's cool.
Yeah, say the two people who aren't hairy.
That's true.
I mean,
I don't have any hair on my body. Mm. Except my head. It's all in my head.
Right.
I have a lot of fucking hair in my head. So there you go.
Yep.
Hmm. Nothing else? There's nothing else really exciting in there that
No,
you found?
Not really. I mean, aside from all the other ridiculous tchotchke shit, like the rear view mirror on your bicycling glove. So you're riding your bicycle and there's a little mirror on your left hand.
Huh.
Because that'll work.
That's a terrible idea. But I can kind of see it. So like you pick up your hand and you just hold it just right and you can see. But,
Or you just get the ones that attach to your helmet and they're right hang right there in front of your eye.
Right. Yeah, that's a way better idea. Like a side mirror.
Yeah, and a lot less expensive than the $49.99 Sharper Image bicycling gloves.
All right, so there is $50 items in the Sharper Image catalog. Yep.
Everything else is like thousands of fucking dollars with the vibrating chairs and the...
Ooh, vibrating chairs, like massage chairs.
Yeah.
That was kind of their thing back in the day, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's like you can have 30 different types of massage chairs, or just you get the separate calf massager thing.
Ew. Those things are awful.
Reminds me of our trip the other day.
We took a trip. Where'd we go?
We went across the street and got our feet done.
Oh, that trip. I was like, trip? I don't remember a trip.
A trip to get our pedicure. Tripping.
Yes, Chad got his first pedicure, listener.
Yep.
And it was glorious.
It was fucking amazing. So, I only say that as a guy who has dealt with like rhinoceros feet for more than a decade.
I wouldn't go so that much far.
I had so many calluses just like everywhere and they were so thick. It's like...
Right.
Like a Nigerian triathlete.
Mm.
And so thick and yeah.
From years of cycling, I imagine.
I guess, and just walking around.
Just being human.
Just being
Chad.
You know, and trying to sand it down every so often, but to no avail.
Mm-hmm.
But they have this magical gel.
Right? Yeah.
It's, you know.
They put it on and all of a sudden it just
they put it on and
melt.
You know, it's
Which
like, I feel a little
scary.
Tingling. It's a little unsettling.
Like, what are they doing? Like, what is it?
Kind of burns a little bit, but all right.
It's effective.
Yeah. So I assume it's like Compound W or like a wart remover in like a large squeeze bottle.
Ew.
That's all I can figure is it's something
like
that.
But it's like fast acting.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So they put it on and then they take that little yellow abrasive thing and go to town.
Yeah, it's like a scrubby, like a really...
And Lily was horrified. She looked over at my feet and was like, what the hell? There's just like big balls of skin and gel and...
All kinds of nasty shit.
So,
well, yeah. I have to say...
But by the time they rinse that off, oh, it's amazing.
Yeah, your feet look fabulous. I've been trying to get you to go and get a pedicure with me for a while.
Well, you always go without me.
Well, no, I don't always go without you. I always ask you if you want to go and then you say no.
Well, admittedly, you would be going with like the nieces and I'm like, I don't want to get in the middle of
No, that's an excuse time. And you know it. I've
well,
asked
it would
you to
be
go
now.
And you've
I'm,
said no.
I'm going every damn time now.
Right? You're going to be going without me and those ladies are going to be like, oh, hey, Chad. Come
oh,
on
who's
in.
This? Oh, your wife? What's her name?
Who is this woman with you? That's funny. Yeah, there was a guy getting a mani-pedi when we walked in.
Oh, he got the full meal deal.
Yeah, he was just all
he got
kicked
everything.
Back. He did.
Like he got the hot stone massage.
Did he?
Yeah.
What did that look like?
It looked like some woman rubbing a river rock on his leg.
Gross.
I assume it was hot, but
that sounds awful.
Yeah, you know, it's not like there was a particular amount of pressure or anything.
But I guess they're soft. But that just sounds like torture, rubbing rocks on you.
Hot rocks.
Mm.
I don't know. So apparently he likes it.
Apparently a lot of people like it. It's a thing.
He got everything. I mean, except for, you know, gel coat or...
So what color did you get?
I got no color.
Oh, you didn't get a color?
No, I figured they worked hard enough on the...
You should start getting color.
I don't know what color I would get.
I would start with green.
No. I don't want my toes. They're already like maybe yellow and green. I don't need to add any to it.
It's super disturbing when you look down at your toenails and they're a dark color. It's really weird.
Well, and I'm not about to do anything like that because I know that I won't maintain anything.
Well, that's why you go back and get another one.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
Got it. So no color is what you're saying.
No color.
All right. Well, I guess you got to draw the line somewhere. I knew you would like it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well.
Plus, eventually, we're going to be too old to be able to...
Touch our toes?
Yeah.
If I can't touch my fucking toes when I'm old...
Shoot you?
I wouldn't go that far. Oh. Jesus.
Sorry.
No, I was going to say, I don't know what the hell...
In the toes?
I mean...
Yeah. Well, that's what happens, though. I mean, you get to a point where you're so old that you literally can't bend over and touch your feet.
Right, but I hope
let alone, like, cut your own nails.
I spend 30 minutes a day stretching, and I'm only more limber than I was, you know, a year ago. So
right,
hopefully
but you're
that continues
also
to a
45.
Certain yeah, but you also see, like...
you always talk about being,
you know,
old,
like
or not
yogis,
old.
Like
that's 80, true. People
like
in their
70,
like,
80-year-old yeah, yogis who are able to...
Old men.
Like, clasp their fingers together and drop it on the other side of their flat feet, you know?
Their lifestyles are wildly different. I imagine they squat to go to the bathroom, too. You know what I mean? It's just like a different way of living life. Like in Western society, we're just like so lazy. We sit in chairs. We don't cross our legs. And, you know, eventually we're unable to do those things because we never do them. Like those people who have the chairs that lift them so they don't have to get out of the chair.
Yeah. That's admitting defeat right there.
Right? Yeah, like if you can no longer get out of the chair.
Maybe don't sit down. Fucking exercise.
That's the answer. Well, I mean, that is the answer.
Motion get out, is lotion.
Yeah, get some exercise. Even if it's just walking, you know, even if it's just walking around the block once, it's something. It's better than nothing. Because eventually you will absolutely have no mobility.
Yeah, if you don't do it, you'll get to a point where you can't do it.
Mm-hmm. And you can't go back from that, and I just don't want to be there. So I solemnly swear, Mr. Chad, that I will always make an effort to move. If only the listener could see my hand.
I was going
to
say, she's giving the scout's honor.
I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just making little things.
Two
with
fingers
my...
in the air. Mm-hmm. I solemnly swear.
I solemnly swear. There's a couple Bibles over there. I'll grab one. Yeah, I mean, I promise that I will try and take care of myself, and you do the same. You do already. You get up every morning.
I'm trying.
Mm-hmm. So that's it. It's our future, trying to move.
Yep.
So Chad might be joining a band.
Maybe. Maybe two bands.
Maybe three.
I don't know about that.
No?
Three might be too much.
One too many?
Right.
So tell me about these bands.
Well, we'll see, because one kind of got back together for the Chili Fest.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's going to carry on or what the deal is.
Oh, so now they might not need you.
I don't know. Maybe. But we're supposed to have something going on Saturday.
This Saturday?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Around 2 o'clock. So we'll see what happens.
Cool.
I contacted the band leader and, you know, waiting
Who's
for...
Who's the band leader?
I don't know. I'm just calling James that.
No.
No, I'm just... I contacted him to see, and I'm just waiting to hear back.
Mm.
But then another thing is, so that's the R&B, old soul type stuff.
Cool.
Then there's also like a Calexico type.
See, I'm excited about that one. Well, I mean, I'm excited for both of them. I'm excited that you've been writing and playing more. It's cool. It's good. We need things yep. that excite us other than work. Yeah. Not that work excites us, don't get me wrong. But we need other things to do that excite us.
We need you. You could just say, I need things to excite us.
But, exactly.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Calexico. So, yeah. While the tape recorder is not on my Christmas list is...
A bass.
A bass.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. I suppose you should send me a link so that I can find it.
Yeah, I should probably just buy it.
And promptly not buy it for you because I can't afford it.
Right. Well, there is that.
Well, yeah. You should still send it to me. You never know.
Yeah, you never know.
Miracles can happen, baby.
I know.
I'll cut off all my hair to buy you a bass.
I mean, you've got a lot of hair.
And then you can sell your amp to buy me a... No, I'm kidding. No, not worth it. And it wouldn't bring us any money. For the record, that wouldn't do us any good. Yeah. So, yeah, I'd like to share a story about the chickens.
About the chickens?
Yeah. Yesterday, I was out visiting the chickens, and I looked away for just a second, and all of a sudden, I heard this, crazy kerfuffle. I heard wings flapping, and they weren't squawking, although a little chirp came out, but, I panicked. So, something was just crazy. And I look over, and all three of them have gone under the coop. Sunny's still underneath. Cher and Easy are on the other side. And right then, a hawk was swooping down and taking off. So, basically, it all happened within less than a second. And this massive hawk had, swooped down. And I don't know if the hawk was just coming through that way or if the hawk was trying to get one of them, but it was fucking scary.
Yeah, I've seen him come through that way before. When right. I was
so maybe it was just a regular path.
Yeah, because I've been out there at the shooting arrows at the hay bales.
Right.
And the hawks come through that way.
Okay. Yeah, but
it doesn't stop at our trees. It just keeps going.
It just keeps going. Yeah, swooped way down I would say 5 feet from the ground. When I looked, it was going up. So it had swooped down really close
right.
to the ground and was already on its way back up and headed out. And I was like, whoa, but it was right there. I'm hoping that it's looking for that gopher because we've had some gopher activity, which is maddening. It's excavation back there. It's crazy how many holes and mounds and it's just tore up.
There was a big hole that I found today that mm-hmm. I stuffed one of the traps in there.
Oh, good.
We'll see what happens.
Should have done that a week ago.
Oh, I just found it. It wasn't a new one.
Oh.
It was up the hill a little bit underneath one of the rocks.
Mm.
One of the,
it's so frustrating.
Sized rocks.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's just going to tear apart the place.
Right. And you get rid of one and then another one moves in. There's no shortage of gophers.
It's oh, there's a vacancy over here.
Oh, yeah. Looks like someone moved out recently. I guess I'll move in. But I think I'll renovate.
Yeah, I'll just dig my own damn tunnels.
Yeah, exactly. So it's pretty frustrating. So, yeah, I've been really freaked out about the chickens. They're going to get taken out. So I haven't been letting them out as much.
Which never would have been an issue had it not been for that post we saw on Next Door. Someone was like, oh, I think a hawk took my chicken.
Right.
It's no, it probably didn't fly off the chicken. That's a bit much weight, but...
Yeah, so apparently a hawk will just land on its back and then just eat it right there. Oh.
Yeah, most hawks have the thing called, the tomial tooth in their beak. So they have a split on the top part of the beak.
Really?
And a little, thing.
For scissoring, basically?
Yeah, so they take it and they...
For eating meat?
No, it's meant for snapping the spine at the neck of a bird.
Really?
Yeah, so I know peregrines have it, but I don't know if
I don't think hawks have it.
But I don't know. I think a lot of birds do.
Right. Birds of prey.
It's for a different purpose, but other birds have different beaks shaped for...
We'll have to fact check this.
For nuts and what have you.
Right.
Similar sort of thing. It's just
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
Well, that's terrifying.
Yeah. So.
Good God. No! I'm going to be really sad if one of those birds gets taken out.
I know you are.
But what can I do about it, right? Other than leave them in the coop. But then they're just straight up miserable, Then their life isn't as good.
Right.
So, what else you got going on?
Not a whole hell of a lot. What?
No, just curious. Nothing going on.
No.
Me neither.
God, we're boring.
We are boring. We made a fabulous dinner tonight.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, David Chang.
Right. David Chang is fabulous. I wish I could remember the name of it. But basically, we took shiitake mushrooms, soaked them in molasses. And what else went into that? Because I didn't make that part of it.
Well, the mushrooms were then just squeezed the molasses.
Was it just molasses?
Just molasses and water.
Okay. Oh, and water.
And then...
And then coated in rice crackers that we pulverized.
Yeah.
And then fried. And put over... turnips and radishes and chard. Damn if that wasn't delicious. In fact, we should link to the website recipe. Link to the recipe on the website, I should say.
Right.
Because it's really good. Especially if you're a vegetarian. We added chicken because we're not.
Right.
Not our own chickens, just for the record.
Yeah, definitely not.
Chickens have not been touched. They're still out in the coop. Sleeping, I would imagine. Yeah, and put that over some black rice. It was really yummy. I really liked it.
It was delightful.
It was different than turkey. I think we're a little turkeyed out.
Oh, Jesus, I'm so sick of turkey. Even even yesterday when I made the... Because we did a Korean Thanksgiving. I don't know if our listener knows that.
Yeah, I don't think we mentioned that.
No, Korean Thanksgiving, and I did a smoked turkey breast with a bunch of Korean spices on it, and
First there was... a brine, then a rub, then smoked.
Right.
Absolutely delicious. And when you made homemade hoisin.
Homemade
hoisin. Is that David
Chang
as well?
Nope.
Who is that?
I have no idea.
Just a random recipe.
Yep. So there's a homemade hoisin, homemade pickles, and then some sriracha.
And homemade kimchi.
And homemade kimchi.
So it was really...
Which was a David Chang recipe.
Oh, okay. Cool. I thought there was some David Chang in there. So yeah, it was pretty incredible. And then we did a kimchi stuffing that was really good.
Mm-hmm.
That might be David Chang too.
But I guess even the buns that I did yesterday, I was like, you know what? I'm sick of turkey. I'm done with this.
Even with hoisin and kimchi.
Even with hoisin and kimchi.
See, you eat chicken every day of your life.
Yeah, but I don't like turkey. And you like turkey and don't like chicken.
There you go.
What the hell?
I don't know. What the...
Even though we had chicken on tonight's dinner.
We did. It was good. But I don't know. I just don't love chicken. I just don't love the way it tastes. I don't like shrimp either, so I guess I'm weird.
Guess so. Guess I won't do my shrimp buns then.
I'll eat shrimp, but I don't prefer it. And in some cases, I actively dislike it. But, you know, never when you cook it. It's always good when you cook it.
Yeah, whatever.
Whatever. I know the two things...
Stop patronizing me! I can't take it.
It's the two things you love most, chicken and shrimp.
Yeah.
Food ways, I mean. Yeah, I guess I'd rather have, I don't know, anything.
Except turkey at this point. No more damn turkey. Enough of the damn turkey.
I'm a little over turkey myself.
Well,
good thing we have another one in the freezer.
Oh, Jesus. And another turkey breast.
We do.
But it's because we had the turkey, and then we had the next day.
Well,
you made a pot pie.
I made a turkey in advance of Thanksgiving.
Right.
Because I thought I was going to do the Korean turkey. Because originally, I was going to brine my turkey and do the rub and bake it in the oven. So... I had to have gravy. I cannot have Thanksgiving without my traditional turkey gravy. And that would not make a good gravy. So I made a turkey in advance, saved the drippings so that I could make gravy. And then from there, we ate turkey. We had pot pie. We did the whole thing. And then a week and a half later, I did it all over. We decided to do the Korean breast or the turkey breast in Korean style as opposed to the big turkey, which I think was a good idea. It worked out well.
Yeah, because then people who are traditionalists got their traditional stuff.
Exactly.
And then we got our Korean
stuff. Which was awesome. I would do that again. Although, I'm going to say I loved the bao and the kimchi, and it was all amazing. But I would almost rather have that be the highlight so that it stands alone. Because it's a lot of work. And it's almost like it was sort of a... Like a side dish?
Especially when you fuck up and have to make the buns twice.
Well, yeah, there's that.
Which I did.
Yes, you did. Which, well, I was impressed. You're like, I'm doing it again.
Well, I couldn't stand by that first batch of buns. Mm-hmm. I know you were willing to eat it, but...
They were fine. They tasted fine. They just didn't have the right texture.
No.
So I am glad that you redid them. But yeah, I'd rather just have like Korean night. And then we would do pork belly.
Yeah.
Because that's badass. I mean, frankly, bao with a hot dog and kimchi and hoisin is delicious. It's
still pretty damn good.
It's still pretty good. I think you could put anything in there and it would be delicious.
Which is why the shrimp. Because I saw a thing on Ivan Rahman's Instagram about it was a tempura shrimp, basically.
Okay, now that would be
tempura
delicious.
Shrimp bun.
Yeah, that would be good. I do love shrimp tempura.
That's but it true. Was more, he had more of like a white sauce cabbage sort of thing.
Mm. As a white to sauce cabbage?
Yeah, so like a white kimchi maybe instead
without of the red Korean stuff I make. Spice?
I have no idea.
I'd be curious to see if it's how that works. Just like a vinegar maybe. Let's try it.
Ah, jeez. Here we go again.
Not this day.
Nope.
Or tomorrow.
No.
Maybe next month. Because we still have kimchi in the fridge.
I have to go see Tommy at Catalina offshore for a good,
I heard he's not there anymore.
He's still sort of there. He's like trying to do his own brand, I guess.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
But he's not very good at publicizing it.
Oh.
That's what he's doing, so.
Well, yeah, I know a little bit about that. Do something awesome that you're so excited about and then not have any energy to promote it.
Right.
Well, there you have it. Well, now we're going to have to put so many recipes on the website so that our listener can go partake.
Absolutely.
That's a lot of recipes.
Or they could just get the Momofuku cookbook.
There you go.
And fabulous. That'll take care of the buns and
or
the kimchi.
Or just go to New York and order it.
I guess there's one in L.A.
Really?
I don't know if there's a Momofuku there, but there's definitely one of his restaurants there. I think there's one in like Sydney.
Well, we're not going to go to Sydney anytime soon, but we should go to L.A. Well, I'm going to be in Irvine on the 21st for a client meeting. I was going to see if you wanted to go to L.A. with me. Just go do something. I know. We don't really love L.A., but we should try. Go to the Getty.
Irvine's not L.A., so.
Well, no, it's not. It's a little farther to L.A., but I thought while we're up in that part of the world, maybe we just go a little farther. So Lily went to Morro Bay off the coast, past Ventura and Santa Barbara. And it's so beautiful. I was thinking we should take a ride up the coast as like our next outing. Go up to the Redwood Forest, maybe. While it's still there, exactly. Yeah, that would be kind of fun. We do have some time off coming up. Just some ideas.
But it seems to me like if you're going to do like a wintertime thing, you should maybe go into the desert.
Well, I guess that's true. Are you thinking it's going to be too wet?
Not that I think, you know, too wet, but
yeah.
I think that if you want to spend time in the deserts, the winter is the time to do it here.
Yeah, right. That's true.
So, you know, if you want to go to J Tree or you want to go to
yeah, we could do that.
Plus, now that we have the year pass to national parks,
we need to use it.
Probably.
We told our listener about the Grand Canyon.
Yep.
We drove to the Grand Canyon. We got out of the car. We looked at it.
There it
we
is.
We got back in the car and we left. Yeah.
This canyon is grand.
It's very grand.
And we're out.
It wasn't as grand as I thought it would be. But yeah, we should use the pass and go to J Tree or Yosemite. I've always wanted to go to Yosemite. Go back to Yosemite, I should say. But spend Christmas there. My most memorable Christmas, my favorite Christmas, was spent in Yosemite in 1997, 2 years before I met you. Almost exactly.
Yeah.
Because we met right around Christmas, if I remember correctly. I think we met on December 10th. No.
Anyway.
Right. Hello. So, yeah, I'd like to go back. But I was in Yosemite in 1997, and I was camping. I was in a tent, and it was really cold. But it was so beautiful. And I didn't have any presents. I wasn't even with anyone, actually. I was by myself. And I remember I called my mom from a payphone, and the falls were just raging behind me. And it was one of the most awesome, serene, beautiful experiences, because it wasn't about commercialism. It was just about the beauty and, you know, the space, appreciating the space that I was in.
Right.
And it felt really good. I remember my mom was really freaked out. But you don't have any presents. Like, this is a present. Yeah, this is all I need. It was really
not
cool.
All about things.
But if you and I go back there and we spend a Christmas there, I'd like to do it in comfort. I don't know that
you
I
want to do it in the Awani or whatever the hell they call it now.
Yeah, oh yeah. I think they did change the name of it. Yeah, I'd like stay somewhere and maybe even bring presents or not. But yeah, go snowshoeing, and that sounds amazing.
I'll bring you that that cassette to MP3 recorder
there
that you've been wanting.
There you go. Right. That sounds awesome. I like it. I like that idea. But if we're going to stay in the valley in an actual lodging, you have to book that shit like a year in advance.
Especially around Christmas.
Specifically, that's what I mean.
Might even be a couple years in advance now.
It might be, yeah.
Because I looked at it once throughout the last 20 years.
Yeah.
We've been together and I was like, oh, Jesus.
And it's really expensive.
Yeah.
But I would be just as okay maybe with...
Because they have like a Christmas ball or something at the big hotel.
They do something big, which I don't remember. I didn't even go look at the Christmas tree when I was there. I didn't even leave Camp 4, which is funny. I just stayed in Camp 4 and...
Yeah, like, this is all I need. Me and Midnight Lightning.
That's right. That is right. Which I've yet to send for our listener.
Yeah, I think that's a lot of people have yet to send that one.
Right, and that will never happen in my life. I got pretty high on it, though. But definitely didn't send it. So, yeah, we have to make plans. I think this Christmas we'll just stay at Lalo. Enjoy silence. Try not to think about all the laundry that'll need to be done at the time.
Right.
There's always laundry to be done.
We'll put a crackle log on the...
A crackle leg.
Fire.
That's right. Yeah. First world. Get a crackle leg.
Yep.
Some whiskey. Make some hot toddies.
Oh, geez.
So Lily makes the best hot toddy. Amazing. We were talking about hot toddies with DeVita recently. I believe so. We were trying to figure out what's in a hot toddy. And we came up with tea.
Right.
Yeah. So this one doesn't have any tea. It's ginger, cayenne, honey, cinnamon. Steeped in hot water, fresh grated ginger, steeped for about 5 minutes, and then added to a shot of whiskey and more hot water to top and lemon juice. And oh my God, was it amazing. In fact, I might go make one.
Yeah. For a listener, I'm drinking calorie-free fizzy water.
Yeah, good job, Chad. You're really keeping it together.
Yay.
Unlike your wife.
Mm-hmm. I'm adulting.
Adulting is no fun. I just want to say that right now.
I've been adulting all goddamn week.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
I don't like it.
It's good, though.
Between the work
one
and
of us needs
having
to adult.
Do dishes and then
oh, right?
Cooking.
And imagine if we just stopped
not
adulting.
Drinking? Jesus.
Everything would just fall down around us. And eventually we'd get evicted. I guess we'd get our,
we'd
our home.
We'd have the sheriff at our door.
Yeah. He's like, you folks are going to have to leave. Yeah, the bank wants this place back. You're out.
Womp womp.
Yeah. Sometimes that sounds kind of exciting.
Right? Just get in your escape pod and leave?
Right. Just live wild and loose and free.
Live in Camp 4.
Go live in Camp 4, except you can only be there for 2 weeks. So, no, not so much. They're not as aggressive. Well, I don't know. I haven't been there in years.
I'll bet they are more so now.
I bet they are.
As popular as climbing is now?
Mm-hmm. Well, no, I was going to say they're not as aggressive in the winter, but I don't know if that's true.
Now, I thought I was reading that something was changing with Camp 4 with regards to how they give out...
Passes.
Like, you no longer wait in line or something. It's all going reservation or... I don't know if that's quite the case, but I read something like that on like Adventure Journal or one of those websites.
I'd be curious to know because the way it's currently happening, you know, the way they do it now isn't working.
Oh, it's fucking bullshit.
So the last time I was there, I got there in the evening and, you know, I don't know, late afternoon. It was still light out. And there were no campsites available. Now, granted, it was September. So I'm like, okay, I'm just going to have to like camp out somewhere, hide from the rangers, and then tomorrow morning I'll get in line. And there's a big sign that says, do not sleep in line. Like, don't even start lining up. Like, they opened up at like 8 and you cannot start, you can't even get in line until 6. I may be slightly off on my times. So I was like, okay. So I sent my alarm clock, my phone, for like 5:45 or something. And I figured, so I slept between a couple trees in behind a tent and hid from the rangers. And there's a story in that in and of itself, which is actually pretty good, about the raccoons. But I get up and I wander over and there's fucking 50 people in line. I'm like, it's not even 6. You're not supposed to even line up till 6. So,
right.
I should have known. But these people have been sleeping. And so it wasn't a line of people standing. It was a line of people sleeping bags. People lying in sleeping bags. Yeah. And I was like, God damn it. So I was 2 people from the last person who got a pass, who was able to stay. And can you imagine, like, if I hadn't gotten one and I had to like hide all day again and let's sleep in the trees again? And it was just like lame. You know, when you drive 8-9 hours and you don't get a spot, like, that's a big deal. And I was meeting people there. They got there the day before, but they were not allowed to reserve a space for me. You have to be there in person. And it's 1 person, you know, per fee.
Right.
So if you and I are going, we both have to be in line in order for us to both get a tag. And you can have 2 people in a tent. So anyway, that was pretty lame. But back to my sleeping accommodations. So I was on the ground in my sleeping bag between 3 trees, kind of trying to hide. And I put my stuff in a bear bin, and I had my, basically what would have been my courier bag, next to my head. And I was sleeping pretty light anyway, because I was worried about getting caught by a ranger. And all of a sudden, I'm awoken by what feels like our cat, Stanley. So we used to have this awesome cat named Stanley, who used to like paw at my shoulder, which meant he wanted under the covers. So I'd lift the covers and he'd go down and then he'd like crawl up beside me and sleep. So I feel this like scratching at my shoulder. And I think it's Stanley in my sleep-addled brain. Of course, Stanley had been dead for a couple months at that point. And I open my eyes just barely. I know, right? So it's kind of sad, too. And I thought for sure it was him. So I open my eyes, and it's a raccoon who's literally, like, scraping at my shoulder because my courier bag, which I used, like, as a purse, was right there next to my shoulder. And he was trying to get into the bag.
Because of all those delicious bars in there.
Well, and there was no food in it. You know, I put that all that in the bear bin. No,
but you've carried them in that bag before. That's
true. And raccoons know enough to know, hey, this is a bag. There's probably something good. Let's see if we can get to it. So he's trying to get inside the bag. He's scraping at it with his paw. And I open my eyes and he's literally like 6 inches from my face. And I open my eyes and I looked at him. And normally, I think a normal human would like freak out that there's a raccoon in their face. And instead I just went, psst, get out of here.
Go on, get.
Yeah, like just very, I like looked at him, realized it wasn't Stanley, hissed at him just slightly. You know, it wasn't even a hiss. It was more like a psst, psst, you know. Anyway, he just kind of looked at me and then just wandered off. And I'm sitting there going, as I'm starting to wake up, that was probably not good.
Well,
but it wasn't bad either.
Yeah,
it was pretty dang cute. It was a really cute raccoon. And then a couple raccoons, there's, like I said, there was like 3 trees, kind of like a little stand of trees that I was in between, and these raccoons played and like ran back and forth between these 3 trees for like the next hour while I tried to go back to sleep, which didn't work so well.
No,
but luckily the next day I got my campsite, which was far from where my friends were, which was fine. And it was cool.
Yeah.
I miss it. I miss the valley. I miss camping. Well, my friend.
Yeah.
My husband, my friend, my lover. I think I might go to sleep. Right here. Like, I think I might actually leave.
Like Mishka's.
She's out. She's out cold.
She's gone.
She's like, no, no mas.
She's like, I'm done with you talking.
She's very cute. She doesn't paw at my shoulder like Stanley did.
Nope.
She
stands
meows
on you and meows at you.
Until I lift up the cover. Yeah, she's a brat.
Yep. All right. Well,
thanks for coming.
Good times.
Yeah, good times. Did you have any other stories or Anything you wanted to like?
No.
Add to the conversation?
I don't think so.
Well,
you know, thanks for coming. Just all about.
Until next week.
Until next week.
Fearless listener. Hopefully the rain starts to subside. Of course, we would never know. We never leave, but.
Right. But I do monitor the situation. I walk around to all the windows on a perimeter to make sure that various drains are still draining.
I appreciate that.
So
there you go. We're draining.
Yep. Everything's draining, including my sinuses.
Right on down to the chickens.
Yep.
Yeah. Good thing we thought ahead and put them up on little stilts.
Yep. Works out well for everyone, I think.
Everyone involved. Mostly the chickens. Except you still have to put on your plastic boots. Your rubber boots?
Yep.
Your waiter boots?
No, not my waiting boots, but they're... What are they?
Muck boots?
Extra Tufts. Yeah, they're like muck boots.
It's a good thing you have them. It's been muddy down there.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
all right. And with
thank
that,
you.
We're out.
Good night.
And good night.